It is another week here in Lansing, and we are very close to the Christmas holiday, which means there's plenty of stuff going on in terms of arts and culture. So once again, I've invited our program director and classical music host, Jamie Paisley, back to talk about what's going on. Jamie, welcome to the Arts Crawl.
Well, it is good to be back, and things are definitely ramping up. I wonder why.
I wonder.
Yeah, we'll find out, I think, maybe mid-next week or so. But there is also, coming up this weekend, it's the winter solstice is taking place, and some of the events are focusing upon that. One such thing is happening in Grand Ledge at the Fitzgerald County Park. Three different winter solstice saunters, they're calling them. And I know, yes, it's winter, it's cold, you bundle up, but it's still good to be outside and get that blood pumping and walking among nature as well. And that's, I think, the goal of this. Three different walks to a kind of head down woodland trails, then warm up by a wood stove at the end of it. And there's a cup of cocoa to be shared at the end of it. Three different times at 5 p.m., 6:45, and at 8:30 p.m. These winter solstice saunters happening in Grand Ledge. And you meet at the Nature Center for that.
Now, a cup of cocoa is great, but what if I wanted to get a cup of coffee?
Well, for that, it is Blue Owl in East Lansing. They are having the band The Dangling Participles, which is, one, just a great band name, but I did dig into them a bit more. I don't know much about them, but I found out they are three of them at least, are MSU English language instructors, and they formed a band, thus the name, The Dangling Participles. They're kind of a bluesy folk Americana band, and they will be including some holiday favorites, as they said, in their concert happening at the Blue Owl in East Lansing.
Because I'd memorize them all. I shut the door, said I'd be back. You said it's bittersweet.
Let's go ahead and talk about another concert, Lansing Symphony Orchestra Holiday Pops.
Yes, indeed. This is an annual thing, and I should mention at this point that the Lansing Symphony is a supporter of WKAR, but I do like this concert, especially because of their side-by-side. Now, that is an initiative that they put forth where they have students come in and perform alongside the professional musicians with the Lansing Symphony for their holiday concert. So, you know, that experience in itself is a wonderful thing. There'll be music like Sleigh Ride. They are also having a Broadway alum from out of Showboat from the mid-90s, which I really appreciate. He was a child performer there, but Alonzo Saunders is the special guest soloist with the Lansing Symphony coming up for their Holiday Pops concert this Sunday afternoon at the Wharton Center.
Now, let's take a look at something a little different than concerts and productions.
Oh, yeah.
What about the North Pole Express?
Well, it is courtesy of the Steam Railroading Institute over on Washington Street in Owosso. It is going to be their final one of the season. They've done it a couple of weekends. They took a break, but only once this, one more time, and it's happening this Saturday. You're going to be pulled by a Pier Marquette 1225, and it's a four-hour journey, 1 hour to the Ashley Christmas Village, spend a couple hours there, and go amongst everything that you'll find there, including a Santa, and then another hour-long journey back on the train heading back to Owosso, the North Pole Express. I think it's a really interesting kind of outreach thing that they are doing. It is something that does come with a cost and various levels of accessibility there, should you so choose to do that. But just wanted to say it's an interesting thing that might be up your alley, or at least up your railroad track.
Okay, Jamie, master of puns. Now, Jamie, we have time for just one more holiday highlight. If you got to give me one more, what is it?
I would have to say the Green Door. They have a Friday night band that's going on at 9 p.m. The group is called Soul Play 517. So lots of soul music at the Green Door coming up. And they even list amongst the holiday, you know, selections for this concert some giveaways that they're doing for this at the Green Door. So more information about that from Soul Play 517 at the Green Door. Kind of a kickstart the weekend tomorrow night.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie Paisley. Always a pleasure to have you here along on Morning Edition. And just a reminder, we do have information about these holiday events on our website. Of course, this is not a comprehensive list of everything going on in the Capital Region. There is plenty. So you can check out our community calendar at WKAR.org, and you can check out our link with all of this great information again at WKAR.org. Thanks, Jamie.
See you next week.